We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for some end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And joining us from the troupe this week is their always electrifying star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. We got a new dog in the White House.
I was just going to say, I think you and I are the only ones who don't think that the White House dog and the British lady on YouTube are the biggest news stories of the week.
They're not. I was disturbed because, you know, they got this Portuguese water dog. I said, can't they give this job to an American dog? I mean, it's bad enough when, our jobs are going overseas. But
even the pet jobs are outsourced now.
And, of course, I had to resist the temptation to make, the Bill Clinton dog in the White House joke. So I won't do that. So, have you planned your Earth Day party yet?
I have the same Earth Day celebration every year. It's about as low-key as you can possibly get.
You don't do anything, do you?
No. How about you?
You don't measure your carbon footprint or anything?
No, I'm still 10.5.
Well, we're hoping that our song then is educational for you today.
Is this the typical Capitol Steps Earth Day celebration?
This is a Capitol Steps. Yeah, well, this is us going a little crazy. It's actually, when we're done the song, I'll tell you, it's based on an actual article I read in The New Yorker, but this is our Earth Day song.
Here we go, the Capitol Steps, taking a look at the environmental movement.
Hi. Great Earth Day singles mixer, huh? That's a great hemp poncho you're wearing.
Thanks. Well, actually, it's made from the fuzz drawn from the navel of a protected free-range Tanzanian chimpanzee.
Wow.
Care for a carrot?
Well, is it organic and totally pesticide-free?
Absolutely. I grew it myself.
Wow. Hey, that must have been hard. Then again, it's not that easy being green. Having to shut off all the appliances in my house each time I leave. When I think it would be easier to just forget about the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my computer and my television and my refrigerator all day long. Or something less eco-friendly like that.
It's not that easy being green. I find people give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me some kind of weird rash.
But green's the color of grass.
Which makes great dental floss.
Although with fair trading habits and no tests on rabbits, my teeth now have moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now? Can you kill a cow now?
No. This is only genuine pleather. It's made from the recycled bark droppings from the Indonesian rainforest.
What? Indonesian? Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on something shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you are an omnilocodecavegivore.
A what?
That's right. I only eat vegetables that have died from natural causes within 50 feet of my house.
50? Heretic? You know how much oxygen you use walking 50 feet? It should be like 10 feet max.
Can you forgive me?
We can still make out.
My Hummer's parked out back.
Elena. So, yeah, go ahead and tell us the premise of this song.
Well, I actually read an article in The New Yorker about people that call themselves locavores, and they really only eat things like from a certain perimeter around their house. And because the whole idea of shipping something, so I tried to figure out how many things I could be eating if I was eating within 50 feet of my house.
And what'd you come up with?
Maybe some dandelions. I don't know.
You'll have to, bunk in at the grocery store, I guess.
So, maybe the Somali pirates were actually worried about the carbon footprint of that diesel or something.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure
right.
That's exactly what they were worried about. Elena, fun stuff as always. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having us on.
Elena Newport is the star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them at capsteps.com, where you can also buy their brand new CD, Obama Me Up. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. And remember to find us online for the best of Dateline Washington, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join us next time for Dateline Washington.